agent.
Hello.
Hi, this is Paul from the front desk. Did you need some blankets or towels or something?
Nope.
What was it that you needed? Because we had a call, but it didn't come in very clear.
Oh, we had a bunch of food up here, and we have a bunch of...
Oh, you need the trash.
Yeah, I was just asking, like, where can I throw away, like, a whole bunch of stuff, and she was talking
well,
about...
Well, I think maybe you can wait until morning, like the rest of humanity, and not think you're so entitled to get trash bags before everyone else.
What?
You fucking jerk. I said, you can probably just wait till morning, sir.
Who is this?
This is Paul from the front desk.
Did you just call me a fucking jerk?
Well, you're kind of acting entitled, like you deserve to have trash before everyone else.
I didn't...
Because everyone else in the hotel has to wait till morning. Why can't you just wait till morning like everyone else?
I didn't say... You didn't hear the conversation with her. I said, I don't want to make you guys run around. Where can I go and throw my trash away?
I don't have to hear the conversation. I hear your attitude to me right now, and I don't appreciate it.
I was not being mean to her.
You know, I could have you kicked out of this...
Friendly.
I could have you kicked out of this hotel if you keep it up with the attitude.
Okay, I want to speak with your manager right now. I did not do anything wrong.
I'm the manager on duty.
Okay, and you called me a fucking jerk?
Well, that's because you were being a fucking jerk.
You're going to get me kicked out of the fucking hotel? I'm going to get you to lose your fucking job, asshole.
I don't think that's going to
happen. Yeah, it is. I'm coming down to the front desk
it's
right now.
It's not going to happen.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
Snowplow show. It's not about snow, it's all about phones. Listen to them ring and enjoy the show.
Go to fucking hell.
Hey everybody, this is Snowplow Show 778. It's brought to you by Broski, Little Uzi Vert, Climatiz, Despicable Dogs, and I Rasputin the Tasteful. But Brad, you may be saying, how is this episode 778? Because there's not been a 777 yet. That's because you guys are insisting that I do something for 777, and somebody sent me some numbers to use for 777. I think that might have been Max Power, but maybe somebody else. And I'm going to do a 777 show, possibly Las Vegas themed. But also, I did a live show the other night, on Wednesday night, right after the Take Your Pants Off show, calling up hotels and getting connected to rooms, and I don't even know if this should be an entire show by itself. I was thinking about adding some stuff to this one, but I think the pranks are 30 minutes long, maybe. So I'll just slap a quick intro onto it and call it an episode. I don't even know if I'm going to do voicemails. And really, there's only a couple actual calls that could be considered possibly funny, but the really funny part is the lady at the second hotel who refuses to say no to me when I ask her to transfer me to every single room in the hotel. So here it is. It's kind of a weird show. You probably won't like it. Go ahead and complain in the comments. I don't care. But pretty soon I'll try and do that episode 777. I'll start making some calls for that one. And you can just consider this a bonus show, I guess. So hey everybody, I'm listening to deadair.co, and I'm not gonna be on for very long. I'm just gonna try this number that I wrote down from Devin's show, which I was on earlier. It's from Folk Steve Dave, and it's a Motel 6 that accepts direct dial room numbers. So I thought I would just try every possible room number, see how it goes. I'm gonna call up the same number over and over and over, probably not even for an hour tonight. I just want to see if I can get through to some rooms at Motel 6. I wrote down the rooms that I called earlier. Let's start with 110. I've got 111 here that I've called, but I'll start with 110. And don't worry.
Motel 6.
Go away. Hey. Don't be giving away the name.
Please hold while I try that extension.
I was going to say, don't worry, because eventually he's going to turn this off. He's going to notice me calling in constantly and people coming down to the front desk. We'll get to talk to the man eventually, but we're also going to listen to a lot of ringing.
Hello?
Oh, God. Are you there? Hello? It's the front desk. Hello?
What's up?
Sir, it's the front desk. Were you sleeping?
Okay.
Sir, please wake up. It's the front desk. Hello? Hello, sir, please get up. Oh my goodness gracious, baby Jesus, hello. Is this room 110? Room 110, it's the front desk. Wake up, room 110. Hello. Oh, baby Jesus, oh my goodness gracious. Okay, let's See if I can wake him up again.
Thank you for calling. Please hold while I try that extension.
Well, pretty good answer rate so far. Let me write down 110.
Hello.
Oh, baby Jesus. Okay, you picked up again. This is the front desk.
I don't remember.
Oh, are you in room 110?
I don't remember.
Is this the front desk?
Yes, my name is Caesar.
Oh, hey, Caesar. Did I wake you up? Were you sleeping?
I don't remember.
I'm with the corporate office with Motel 6. I need to know. Okay, so I don't want to... I dialed a little bit too low. I was lecturing Devin about that earlier. Like, don't dial too low on that first floor, because then you get laundry rooms and storage rooms and offices and places where weird old people are sleeping.
You're calling the Motel 6 and... Please hold while I try that extension.
So that was actually the hotel manager that was rolling out of bed. And it's only midnight there, come on. And if he turns this off, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to not do a show. Hello? Okay, that was a pickup and a hang-up. I'll just move on to the next room.
Thank you for calling the motel. Please hold while I try that extension.
116 is where I'm at now. And me and Devin already called 117. We reached one room.
Hello.
Oh, hello. It's Steve Dave from the front desk.
Yeah.
Were you sleeping?
I was.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay, yeah. So the guy next door, he blew a fuse. We need you to get up and, just root around in your breaker box. You're gonna have to find the switch that's off in his room. Because he blew a fuse. He was trying to use two microwaves at the same time.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, yeah. Ma'am, you need to get out of bed right now. Come on. We got a customer here. We got a customer that's got their power out.
Okay, give me a second here.
All right, hurry up. All right. Jeez. Some people... We need you to flip on the switches. Right, folks, Steve Dave? So yeah, if you missed Devin's show earlier, that was a fun two hours or so of us just calling up the things, you know, people. We called up this crazy lady named, what was her name? Kathy or Cindy? Started with a C. Candy. Ma'am, what are you doing? We're going to need you to get a flathead screwdriver and just go ahead and unscrew those screws out of the side of the breaker box. We're going to do a little bit of rewiring tonight. I don't think there are breaker boxes in Motel 6 rooms, to be honest. I see that a lot in motel rooms that I've stayed in. There's always a breaker box. But in a Motel 6... Are there breaker boxes in a Motel 6? Did she just go back to sleep? I hear her rooting around. That sounded like a breaker box door right there. Oh God, what's... I hear switches clicking. Is her TV gonna shut off? Oh, dear. Hopefully she wasn't listening and she's not taking apart the breaker box and rewiring it while she's half asleep. Thank God she has her TV down so we can hear the miscellaneous clicks around the room. Is there a breaker box, Mr. Biggs, in every room? Because I don't know. Ma'am, are you wearing rubber-soled shoes? Don't pee on the floor while you're standing there. What is going on? She's just fucking with me. Hello? Hello? Front desk here. Are you alive? All right, I think, I don't know, I'm kind of thinking about giving up on this one. I'm just assuming she's dead now. She fell back asleep while she was hitting the switches. Those were switches. That was switches noises, wasn't it? That sure sounded like switches. Do Motel 6s have breaker boxes? Do all motels have breaker boxes? I don't know. I have no idea. But I've been on this call for 5 minutes. And I'm about ready to hang up. Ma'am! Hello? Alright, I guess I'm just going to hang up and try the next one, the next room.
Thank you for calling the Motel 6 and...
Come on, that wasn't a letdown, folks, Steve Dave.
Please hold while I try that extension. That extension is busy or not answering.
Ah, shoot.
Please try your call again later.
Can I try another one? No. When me and Devin were doing this, it said, sorry, why don't you try a different extension?
Thank you for calling them.
What? That sounded like a double 11. A double one.
Please hold while I try that extension.
Oh, I hope that worked. It sounded like it echoed back at me or something. All right, breaking windows. Gordo would like me to make them start breaking windows for science? That sounds like a fun idea. Let's see if I can get someone to break some windows and set off some sprinklers. I didn't fat finger it. It echoed back at me.
The fingers you have used to dial are too fat. To obtain a special dialing wand, please mash the keypad with your palm now.
Please hold while I try that extension.
This is going to be the whole night. I'm just going to do every single room. What do they go up to? I mean, it depends on how big the hotel is, I guess. It could go up to 160 for all we know. And I think it'll tell me invalid room number when I reach the end. And then we can start on 210. So this is the whole show tonight. Just ringing. Dialing up room numbers. And then not answering. This could be just a completely dead hotel for all I know. Like, nobody's there tonight.
Please hold while I try that extension.
I can't believe the front desk guy was that asleep at midnight. Aren't people still checking in at midnight? I mean, that might say something, you know, maybe...
That extension is busy or not answering. Please try your call again later.
Ah, shoot. All right, 121's no good. Maybe What's-His-Face was right. It is just 6 rooms total in the entire place. You know, really, I should be calling these room numbers repeatedly to get them to pick up, because it is 1220 over there on the eastern part of the United States. Uh-oh. The hotel's just ringing now. Shit. Fuck. All right, I have a plan. I'm going to look at something on my maps. I have a plan. Shit, you guys. All right, give me a minute. This might be the end of the show, because they're not... The hotel's not answering anymore. But I have maybe possibly a plan. That Motel 6, they are no longer direct dial, folks, Steve Dave. I have ruined it forever. I'm so sorry. There is no zero to dial anymore. It is done. Forever. Sorry. Ah, I thought this one was a direct... Oh, thank God you answered. Could I please have room 107?
Have room what?
107.
We don't have a 107.
I know, but 117. The 117.
Huh?
The 117.
You don't want that one?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Which numbers again?
117.
117.
Can you just set it up so I can direct dial? That lady was totally... Hello? Hello? Oh, no. Hello? Is this 117? Front desk. 117. Front desk to 117. Hello? Hello? Wake up. Are you awake? Hello? Ma'am? Wake up! Those are spooky touch tones. If you hit 3 at once. Hello! Don't make me call that front desk lady again. Like, she was tired. Hello! Shoot! That's the darndest thing. I asked for 118 and she didn't connect me properly. Let me try again. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hey, sorry about that. My phone hung up.
Oh, it's okay. I was trying to call 118. Did it hung up on me?
Oh, okay. What room did you want?
118.
We don't have a 118.
Oh, what do you have?
128?
Yeah, that's the one.
I'm going to try, but I don't know if there's a phone in that room or not.
Oh, no. Like, which room has a phone in it?
I don't know. There's only a couple where they're missing.
Is there any way? Can you just turn on the automatic dial and I'll just try all the rooms?
What room would you like me to start with?
128.
Okay, I'll try it.
Thank you so much. Were you sleeping?
Yep. Almost.
Were you dreaming yet?
No.
Okay. Ma'am? What's going on? What's going on over there? Hello? Are you there? Hello, it's the front desk. Hello? Front desk calling. Hello? I hear your TV. Hello? Speak up. Hello, where are you sleeping? Are you doing drugs up there? Are you doing drugs in your room? Hello? I just heard a groan. Why am I hearing groans? We heard you're doing some laughing taffy in that room. That's not allowed here. Okay, everyone has a TV on that's like really low for some reason. Okay, I'm going to call back the front. She seems willing to help. I heard someone groan like they were very unhappy.
Come in.
Oh boy, we're going to have to do 129.
129.
Yeah. Okay. What is this lady's problem? Well, shoot. 129 is a heavy sleeper.
Call me in.
Oh, looks like a 130 it is. 130.
Okay, hang on.
She's like, whatever dream man commands me to do, that's what I'm going to do. At least it goes back to her after it doesn't answer after a certain amount of time. But she said, like, she's not sure if phones are in certain rooms, so maybe they just don't have a physical phone in there, even though there's connection.
Call me in.
Hello there.
I would like to be connected to room 131, please.
There's nobody in that room.
Oh, okay. Is it 229 then? 228.
No, they'll start with one.
Huh. Oh, they do? Okay. Well, I thought there was an upstairs.
I don't know.
Let's see. How about 113?
There is no 113 either.
Is there 115?
No.
Could I just please have complete administrative control over the entire phone system tonight?
I have no idea how to do that.
Ah, shoot. Okay.
It's an old trunk system.
Do you know, like, which room is occupied that someone might pick up in?
No, not really.
I don't know. Is there a 132?
Yes, hang on.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, that's a good idea, Laughing Bear. I'll ask who last checked in. Do you remember...
Me in.
Do you remember what time you checked in the last person? Which room was it?
I don't know.
Aww.
Hold on. Let me see if I can figure it out. I can't just keep flipping into every room.
Oh, sure you can. No, it's cool. Maybe
130. No, it's not cool. I'll be waking up workers.
Oh, yeah, but it's cool. Like, what kind of workers?
Construction. Oh. Drilling.
Oh, I thought I was thinking something else. Maybe 133?
Oh, God. You're not going to quit till you get them, are you?
I'm pretty sure this is the one.
133, right?
Yes, that would be the one.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, this has got to be it. Oh God, I'm talking, Mona. Okay, I had the robot button on.
They called me in.
Can you patch me into every single room?
Simultaneously? I can't do it at one time. I can only do one at a time.
Yeah, but I was thinking simultaneously. You know? Maybe
I'm
one. 135?
Okay.
135. Hello, ma'am.
Which room do you want right now?
Oh, 136, please.
Hey.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, it's Carol from the front desk. Hello, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Were you sleeping?
Yeah.
You were? Yes? Yes, you were sleeping? Hello?
No.
And I need to confirm. Were you sleeping or were you not sleeping?
Sleeping?
You're being a little bit loud up there, sir.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, why are you being so loud? I'm calling from the front desk.
Well, I got my speaker. It's a little one.
Yeah.
But that's a little people outside.
Were you sleeping?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to come up and I'm going to knock on your door. And I want you to let me in.
Okay.
No, don't do that. That's crazy. Like, come on. You're gonna get mugged that way.
So
you're in room 135 or 136?
136.
136. Okay, that was a test. You passed the test. You need to keep your chirp to a minimum. I'm not sure what that means, but that's what Lexapol says. Keep your chirp to a minimum.
Okay.
And when you come down here to check out tomorrow, I'm going to call you my little chicken.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm going to be like, hey, little chicken, how'd you sleep last night?
I'm not making it loud. There's a lot of people outside.
Yeah, you're being loud, but I know the people outside are loud, but that doesn't mean you can be loud.
But, because everybody wasn't here.
Yeah.
In this room.
You know, you should come down to the front desk and just hang out with me. We'll watch television together. I gotta stay awake.
Where are you?
I'm down at the front desk.
Okay.
I work here at the hotel.
Okay.
And you got that dog up there that's barking. You need to make your dog be quiet.
I don't have a dog.
Oh, yes, you do. I hear him. He's barking in the background.
I don't have a dog.
I can hear him on the phone right now. Why is your dog? You're not supposed to have dogs in this hotel.
I don't have... Well, if you want to come here and check it out, I don't have a fucking dog.
Oh, yes, you do have a fucking dog. You need to keep your fucking dog. Keep him quiet if you're going to bring an illegal dog in there.
Hey, I don't have a dog. I'm
yes,
serious.
You do. Yeah, you have a dog and you have a cat. You're not supposed to have dogs or cats.
Are you sure you are on the right?
Yeah, room 136. What are you doing to your dog in there?
What dog? I don't have a dog.
What are you doing? What are you doing to your dog in there? What are you doing to your dog in there?
If you want to come check it out, come check it out.
Okay, well, you just need to keep your dog quiet in there, okay, please? Please keep that dog quiet. Oh, no. Should I just...
Oh, I didn't mean to be Carol on that call. Should I just keep calling? Wait, maybe it'll hang up? No, I mean, yes, it did hang up. I thought it was going to send me back to that one lady who I'm not letting sleep. I'm going to tell her about my adventures in room 136.
Call me in?
Oh, I talked to somebody in 136.
Okay.
I'm like, hey, this is Brad from the front desk, and you need to keep that dog, keep him quiet, because he's barking too loud. And he's like, I don't even have a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could I try 137, please?
137 doesn't have a phone.
Oh, does 138?
No, there's nobody in 38. There's nobody in 39.
Oh, what's the next?
There's nobody in 40.
41?
The moment. Oh. Okay. We're running out of room, seriously, though, okay?
Okay, how far up does it go?
However long it takes, apparently.
Okay, thank you. Please connect me to 141, did you say?
Yeah,
we're on. 141. Oh, why? Why is she doing this? I pretended I was you.
Hello.
Hello, hello, it's Brad from the front desk.
Yeah, what's up?
Were you sleeping, sir?
No, I was getting ready to. Why, what's up?
I don't know. Did you mess with your breaker box in there? Because I can't get my coffee maker working down here. And room 121, they lost all of their power. And I kind of think it's your fault. I think you're in there monkeying with your breaker box.
No, in 141?
Yeah, I'm calling 141. I'm here at the front desk. And you're monkeying with your breaker box. We have an alarm on that box. We know when it's opened.
Well, I don't even know if I got a box in here.
You're not supposed to be in there monkeying with the switches, sir.
I am not messing with no switches. I'm outside.
No, I said you're monkeying with the switches. What are you doing outside?
I'm standing here with my crew.
With your crew?
Talking to my boss and stuff.
What are you guys talking about? What time do you have to get up in the morning?
We got to get up early.
What are you doing up still? It's like after midnight. Wait, no, it's not. But, you know, it's pretty late right now.
Okay, well, yeah, I didn't mess with no breakers.
Oh, you better
be thinking of another room because this one ain't got no breaker.
Okay, listen here, buddy. Which room is your boss in?
Right next to me, 142.
142, okay, that's the boss man. And then who else is out there with you? What's their room numbers?
I don't know all their room numbers.
Well, you need
our mechanics here talking to him and about some parts that he's got to get. And
can you put them on speaker? I need to tell them to stop monkeying around with their breaker boxes.
I can't put this on speaker, can I?
Oh, yes. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Could you call 142, please? Oh, and he'll talk to you.
Well, listen here, buddy. We know that the monkeying around has been happening 141, and I don't know who you've got in there with you, but you need to tell them to leave the breaker box alone.
Okay, but I don't see no breaker box in here.
Oh, you know where the breaker box is. We have an alarm on it, sir.
Well, no, I don't.
You shouldn't be in there monkeying around with switches that you know nothing about.
I am not messing with no switches. Witnesses right here that I'm not touching no buttons and nowhere.
You listen here, buddy. You sound like a grown man. Stop monkeying around with the switches.
I am a grown man. I'm not messing with switches.
Well, you're acting like a damn kid. he was not having none of that. All right, is she gonna connect me to number 142? I don't know. Let's give it a try, I guess. I'm getting a little tired of this lady, though. To be honest, I think she's getting tired of me.
It's hard to be in.
Hello, I need to talk to the boss. My boss, he's in 142, please. 142.
The manager's calling.
This is an insubordinate here at the company. We got a big old thing to do tomorrow. We got to get up early, and the boss man's in 142.
142. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
It's not cool.
One 142. Oh, boy. Big day tomorrow. Lots of construction going on. Running those machines. Hello?
Okay, I'm not getting anything with that one either.
Oh, 142. That's where our boss is staying. There's a few of us.
I know. Okay. It's just still not cool. I have to call every room.
Oh, no, this is my boss. That's why he's in 142. I'm over it.
Yes, sir?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
This is Grega from the front desk.
Right.
You need to tell your crew to stop monkeying around with those switches.
What switches?
The switches in the breaker box, sir. You know what I mean.
I do not know what you're talking about.
Oh, you know where the breaker... You know what a breaker box is, don't you?
Well, yes, I do, but nobody's been messing with them.
Well, I think you have, because 142 controls 121 and 122, and neither of them have power now. So you need to turn those back on right now. They need their power back. They want to watch the TV.
I don't know. You, come up here and fix it.
Oh, no, I'm not doing it. You need to stop monkeying around with the switches that you have no idea what you're doing.
I haven't even messed with nothing.
Hey, and
so.
you tell that whore in the background to stop laughing. You're not supposed to have whores up in your room.
Well, I'll tell you what. Maybe you ought to come up here and talk to me, buddy, old pal.
Okay, well, you shouldn't have whores up there. You don't want to get kicked out, do you? You need to tell those whores to go home. This is not the hotel for whores. Oh. I shouldn't have said the whore word. Dang it. Am I done with this one? I mean, I could say 143 and just see what she says. She's going to be like, this is not cool. This is a piece of shit hotel, by the way. I can see very easily in the picture for it. It's a mess. It looks like the one that Earl stays in. And my name is Earl. It's just like that, except dumpier. It's got three stars. Let's read the reviews. Where's the reviews?
You calling me in?
Hi there. I would like to speak to room 143, please.
Okay.
143.
Oh, I hope they pick up. Come on, 143. What's going on? I'm getting very upset here. I was told I could speak to 143, and what the hell is this? All right, a review from Greg. Very cheap. Did not try to jack up the price like the other places on busy weekend. Ladies running the place were great. Yeah, they are. This place legally needs to be shut down. How dare they operating in such terrible living conditions? Broken tiles, bowls under the toilets. What? Walls cracking, bed bugs. Yeah, right. Come on. Mold. I felt safer sleeping in the graveyard. You never slept in no graveyard. All right, I'm gonna. That was 143. I'm gonna try 144.
I'm gonna try and talk like Liz. Please pick up. Pick up. Pick up. Pick up. Pick up. Pick up. Come on, lady. Pick up the phone. Here, let me change my caller ID. Right. Hold on.
The beds are loud and uncomfortable. No bed bugs in sight, but the covers had small cigarette burns and slashes in it. Comforter was scratchy. Bathroom is a train wreck. But the AC is great. Don't expect too many channels on the TV. It said 26 channels, but just had 10. Oh my god, never again. We stopped here only because every place else was booked. We just needed to rest a little, but no, nope. The room looked like a crime scene. Smelled heavy with smoke. The sheets and blankets looked like they were never washed. There was a guy in dirty underwear with his robe open. Wow. My husband wanted to at least look at the room when we saw it. But I said, I don't care. We didn't stay. Shit, man. I think the show's over, everybody. I'm going to have to just kind of end it here, I think. I tried. I did almost an hour. I mean, I could try the that other place real quick. I called with a different phone number that time, but that didn't work. They're still not picking up. I'll try her one more time after this doesn't work. Folk Steve Dave's Hotel. That's what I'm trying right now. That lady was nuts. Tonight's music is provided by deadair.co. Go there. Listen to lots of Halloween music. I assume this is Halloween music right here. Okay, so this isn't picking up. Let me try one more time at this other place. Where's the number? Oh, wait. Oh, shit. Hold on. Okay, never mind. I was going to change my number again. Maybe if I just let it ring a while, she'll eventually just grab the phone and be like, what? Give me a good screaming at. Yeah, I don't think it's going to work. Bye, everybody. Listen to Dead Air. It's a good station to fall asleep to.
Hey there, Brad. It's Dr. Bagel again. I wanted to call and apologize about the dog barking in the background of my last call. I actually work in an animal hospital.
Oh, no.
And the dog wouldn't shut the fuck up no matter how many times I told it.
You gotta kick it.
Anyway, great show. I love you. Okay. Don't call me back.
All right. I'm sorry I told you to kick the dog. That was wrong. I shouldn't be doing that. Yeah, I'm just going to do a couple more voicemails since this is a weird show today. Let's do 3 voicemails total. But you know what that means? I can pick some long voicemails, right? Like, here's one that's 51 seconds long. I bet you it's a good one.
Hey, baby Brad. It's Moist Strongest.
Hey.
Calling you again. It's been a while, baby. Love you, baby.
All right.
But anyway, I was driving around, and I saw something that was interesting. One of those signs that usually sign guy will take a picture of, where it's whatever. It's like a picture of, like, oh, we buy houses or whatever the fuck.
I do. Yes.
This homeless lady I just saw that was holding one of those signs, but it was like she took it and flipped it and wrote on the back her little homeless feel. I don't know. I feel like you could do something with that. Like, maybe be like, you know, when you get some sign guy numbers, you could be like, oh, I don't know why you're hiring these homeless people to sign spin for you. That doesn't seem, you know, that doesn't...
You know, that's what homeless people should be doing. They should grab those signs out of the ground and have some fun with it. Or wait, no, they should be spinning their own signs with their own messages on them, but then you couldn't read them. I don't know.
And you're right.
What am I talking about?
I don't know. You could do something with it, right? Sure you can. You're
yeah, maybe.
Good work on the podcast and everything. You know, keep up the good work there, bud.
Thank you.
Later.
Ain't your bud, pal. Yeah, I'll tell people that I'm a homeless person and I'm stealing their signs and writing my sad story on the back of it to try and panhandle. They'll understand because they're more fortunate than me.
Yeah, RB, long-time listener, first-time caller,
hey.
Coming to you from California. It's
Hello.
The Wally Beans. Anyways, I'm going to keep this short. I've been listening to you since I was 14 years old. Now I can drink on my own. So I'm fucking drunk right now.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm kind of coming off of it. Anyways, RV, if you get more fucking calls from process.
This is a minute-long voicemail, 1 minute and 4 seconds. We're halfway through it.
If you get more calls from HOAs, if you could do more Will It Flushes, that would be cool. Like maybe Will It Flush AirPods. Like, you get a bunch of AirPods on Apple.
Yeah.
Or fucking Amazon.
And yeah.
You flush them all down the toilet. And fuck all the price. It's just AirPods down the toilet. And watch the screen.
Yeah. And fuck the AirPods.
I don't know. Do their shit. Anyways, Arby.
What a great idea. I flushed 1,000 AirPods down the toilet. And now it won't flush. What do I do? So, okay, that's enough voicemails for this very weird and short episode. This is the end of the show. Oh, I did want to mention, though, and I don't know why I was keeping this kind of a secret on the night of the live show that I did, but that second motel with the lady there, like, I've talked to that lady in person. I've stayed at that motel, and it is a fucking nightmare. That's the only thing in that town where they had anything open, so I was forced to stay there. It was very scary. You know, there was a top floor, but I don't think people are allowed up there because, you know, they have the concrete steps that go up to the top floor, and 2 of those concrete steps were crumbled to the ground. Like, there was just a couple of steps on them, and then the rest was just nothing up there. And then up on top, there was, I don't know, like boards or something, just, you know, like making it so people can't just walk off the side of it. But I don't think the upstairs was even open. It's probably not safe up there. It looked very apocalyptic, but you know what? It was an experience and it was very cheap to stay there. So I'm not complaining too much, but I went into the motel. I think it was like midnight or maybe even 1 in the morning. And that same lady, I recognize her. She came out in a nightgown and she was super nice. She was coughing a bunch, like she smokes a lot, but I don't think I heard her coughing too much on any of those calls tonight. But I remember that place well. It was an experience. And the night that I stayed there, you know, like I called a bunch of motels trying to find one that had any vacancies in it. And when I called theirs, it had an automated voice thing, you know, like I could direct dial rooms. So I don't know why that wasn't hooked up that night. You'd think she'd have that running so she could get some sleep. But maybe that's how they lost their stairs. Maybe PrankNet called them up and got them to take sledgehammers to their stairs and just crumble them all up while screaming Operation Dex and Slayer. That would be my guess. Thanks to the sponsors of the show, Broski, Little Uzi Vert, Climatiz, Despicable Dogs, and I, Rasputin the Tasteful. I'm going to end this show with whatever is playing on deadair.co right now.
It's a sentimental call yet. There's no one there at all. It must be a ghost. The yodeling ghost. It all began when a Swiss was shown the door by a miss. He told her he would haunt her.
He disappeared in the snows, and every villager knows. He yodels and yodels and yodels and yodels to taunt her. La doodle-a-ay, doodle-a-ay.
Hear it echo in the night, though there ain't a soul in sight. It's only that most harmonious ghost.
Doodle-a-ay, there's a yodel in the air, yet there ain't nobody there. It must be a ghost, a yodeling ghost.
La doodle-a-ay, it's a sentimental call, yet there's no one there at all. It must be the ghost, the yodeling ghost.
It all began when a Swiss was shown the door by a miss. He told her he would haunt her.
He disappeared in the snows, and every villager knows. He yodels and yodels and yodels and yodels to taunt her.
La-da-doodle-a-day, doodle-a-hey.
There's a yodel in the air, yet there ain't nobody there. It must be a ghost, a yodeling ghost, a yodeling ghost, la doodle a yodeling ghost.
It's not cool.